This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on this Tuesday morning, obviously lamenting the loss last night, but looking ahead to Game 7, both with a combination of excitement and trepidation, because we don't know how it's going to end, but we know one way or the other this series will end tonight, and we sure as hell, hope the Phils are dancing on their own and with millions of us tonight to party and see the Phils advance to the World Series. For more on that, and also a now 6-1 Eagles team, we turn our attention to the Eagles' great Brandon Graham, is brought to us by Primo Hoagies. Be like Brandon Graham. Make your game day epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies. Get them for tonight's Game 7 online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. Good morning, Brandon. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Good morning.
Well, Brandon, to be candid, I need you here, my man. You are, in my opinion, the most positive person in all of Philadelphia. I'm feeling kind of down. Now we'll get to your birds in a moment, but I need the Brandon Graham pump up Joe DeCamera, pump up the city of Philadelphia feeling down right now about the Phils. I know you're going to be there tonight, Brandon.
Yep.
Pump me up. Pump us up here today. What do we got going tonight?
Hey, well, look, last week, this time, it was the same thing. Y'all were talking like how, you know, last time I think they come off a loss.
That's right.
They should have won. And, man, we got to trust the Phils, man. The Phils done got us to this point. Them boys done worked hard, you know, and I'm telling you, tonight is going to be one of those games. They know what's at stake. You too. Hey, and you already know. Like, man, you got to trust them. I know you feeling down because I was a little down too because I just knew it was about to be over. But I'm going to be in attendance tonight, so I'm excited for that. I'm going to bring some of that energy. And
go
then,
ahead.
On top of that, them boys, I'm looking for – one of them home run games, man, because they just showed out all series. And, you know, even last night, them boys, I know they feeling it. And the way they come back, man, I'm just as excited. As sad as you are, I'm just as excited because I know that frown going to turn into a smile. Let's go. Good.
Brandon, does Coach talk to you guys about responsible Red October viewing? How hard is it to balance the World Series possibility and the NFL season?
Well, you know what? It's an electric time going on in Philly right now, and so coach really want us to enjoy it all because
That's great.
Time is flying, and so I know for us when we got to handle our business, when it's time to handle our business, we do that because in the building, you know, it's all ball, and we trying to connect like we've been doing, and you know, but we know we cheering for the field too because we all feel that too. We feel that energy when they winning. And, you know, hopefully they parading soon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just know, man, them boys going to come back strong. We just got to trust them. And I understand it's an up and down thing. And so try not to be too up and down with it. Just know it ain't over. We got one game left. The Astros ain't in it. And so come on, baby. We got our shot. We got our real shot tonight. And I think, you know, them boys could going to close it tonight.
I love it.
I really
appreciate it. But no, you're making me feel better, and I appreciate that. Brandon, let's also talk about your birds. First off, congratulations on 6-1 and a really big win Sunday night versus Miami. You know, we talk a lot about offense around here, but to me, that was a win primarily because of the defense and what you guys accomplished against a great Miami offense. That had to feel pretty sweet for you.
Oh, yeah, man. I got to give credit to the coaches and Coach Desai. I mean, he had a great game plan. We seen some things, and we knew – you know, the speed, how you beat speed, you got to be physical. You got to go out there and you got to make sure that you're shutting their run down because everything is predicated off their run. And I know that you see all the different, like they like to go left and right because they got a lot of fast guys. They do. And I think for us to hold 10 down the way we did, I mean, I know he got away a little bit, but boy, he like a what we call it, like a scat pack, like one of those Chargers out there just running around. I mean, man, so we really had to rally to the ball, and I was proud of my teammates because them boys went out and they worked and they prayed and they executed exactly what the side had for us. So, and then the offense, of course, you know, made some key plays in that game, man, and so. I was just excited because it was a team win. We all went out and just executed our game plan and went with whatever happened in that game. We stayed together.
How much fun are you having playing for Sean Desai? I saw on the TV copy he was jumping up and down, you know, congratulating you coming off the field. How much of a growing relationship with him personally is that? That's helping the defense, right?
Oh, yeah, and you know what was cool? We got a bunch of mutual friends, so right away when he got here, a lot of people that I knew him and hung with him, and so it was just even cool because I felt like I connected with him a little deeper because, you know, once you know who his friends are, you kind of understand what kind of person he is. He's fun, man. We had a whole he brought us all out for a defensive fun night, ping pong. I forgot the name of the place, but it's downtown on Dang, what is it? What's the name of that place? Oh, but it's a ping pong place. And, man, we was out there playing, and I didn't realize how good he was.
Wow.
So, you know, hey, but it was cool to see him, man, because, I mean, it's just cool that he really is, you know, how some people come in faking. It ain't that. You know, I think that he really do enjoy his job and enjoy what he do. And, man, we got a good one. We got a good one in this side. And I'm not gonna go too crazy because, you know, I don't want people to – You know what I'm saying? But I know that he's been great. He's been a great coach with us. He's been connecting. And, you know, we got some good stuff going, and I can't wait to see how we finish off this season.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Brandon Graham here on WIP. Brandon, the news went a little under the radar yesterday because everyone was so in Phillies mode, but your squad made a heck of an acquisition acquiring this safety from Tennessee, Kevin Byard, who, of course, has been in some Pro Bowls. He's made an All-Pro team, which is a major accomplishment. When you heard this news yesterday, what was your reaction knowing that Byard is going to be a starting safety for your squad?
Well, you know what? I was excited. But then I heard my guy got traded too because, you know, me and him, we connected on another level too. But I
Edmonds.
Know that, yeah, Edmonds, Terrell. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I understand it's a business and he understood too. And we was out here, you know, just kind of enjoying the time that we did have together. And when we go win this thing, you know what I'm saying? Like I told him, hey, you get one too. You been with us. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I know that it's tough because you're not going into a situation that you just left, go from winning. Then, you know, I'm not saying that they, you know, won't make it, but it's like it's tough because of the schedule and how and where they're at right now. So I just know for us, you know, we had a good moment, me and him talking, and but I am excited for the safety because we do need it. We do need Reed to come back this week because Reed, man, he is the gem. He is a gem too, and man, with them two together, I'm excited. We're slaying the outside sewn up, and then I think, man, I'm telling you, 34. What's the name that we just brought back?
Josiah
he had a great
Scott.
Game too. Yeah, Josiah and Eli. You know what I'm saying, Eli
yeah,
Rick. So
right.
it's for people. It's only gonna make us better. It's only gonna put people better, and we just gotta stay healthy. And I'm excited, man. I really do think Howie has done a great job of just building this team for this year off what we lost and now what we're gaining. And I mean, us being 5-1, 6-1 now, man, I know it's only going to, you know, motivate us even more to get this thing right.
Hey, Brandon, love your voice. Love the enthusiasm that comes from the sound of your voice, but I'm hoping you lose that voice tonight rooting on the Phils, nope. Man. Scream hard,
oh,
scream
know.
Loud.
All day, baby. Let's go.
All right, Brandon. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Good luck in the next game against Washington. There he is, Brandon Graham. It's